Traditional Chinese medicine is growing in popularity across the country. The treatment includes acupuncture, herbal medicines, and exercise therapies. Right now, only British Columbia regulates both TCM and acupuncture, and Ontario wants to follow suit. MPP Tony Wong helped write the report, which recommends setting up a regulatory college. He says having enforceable standards in the industry is long overdue.
I've heard that on a number of occasions, you know, people have left needles, you know, inside bodies of patients. And I've also heard that patients, you know, have actually gotten worse after treatment.
A new law regulating TCM could be in place by next year. The move is being applauded by the National and Provincial Chinese Medicine Associations, who say it will legitimize the practice. Mary Wu is also happy about the plan. She heads up a school for Chinese medicine in Toronto.
As a practitioner, we are glad. We are glad that the standard is going to be set, and we are all willing to meet the standard.
But some people reacted with skepticism to the plan today in downtown Toronto. Ronald Sakely uses acupuncture for a bad back. He worries the regulations will just add up to unnecessary red tape and higher costs that will drive practitioners from the industry.
They think they're doing the right thing, but they're not. They're just interfering in a field that they don't really have a good knowledge of.
Sakely is also disappointed that the government is unwilling to cover the costs of traditional Chinese medicine. Karen Brandt, CBC News, Toronto.